This is the Drama Sessions by Natalie Liu for Baggage Reclaim. You're listening to Session 2. As soon as someone shares a story of a frustrating and painful situation, especially one that's been going on for some time, but that's also emblematic of a wider pattern of thinking and behavior, I immediately know that each party is or was the rescuer and the victim. Sometimes, depending on how the issue escalated, they also veered into being the persecutor. A prime example of this is in friendships, where there is whether none, one, or both are aware of it, an implicit understanding that one is the victim and the other is the rescuer. So, the rescuer might have a pet project mentality with their victim friend, or be very bossy, veering into an overbearing, almost parental role. The victim is very happy initially, possibly for quite some time, about this friendship because it feels like they have this person who's super invested in them and their life, and that this is, air quotes, care. They might admire the rescuer who seems to have it together in areas that they don't, or certainly knows how to sound authoritative and caring, even if it later proves to be somewhat or a lot controlling. Alongside this happiness, though, is an underlying and over time growing anxiety about certain aspects of the relationship or their own or the rescuer's behavior that causes them discomfort. A relationship based on one being the victim and the other being the rescuer always leads to tension, resentment, and friction, even if there are attempts to suppress these feelings. One or both parties grow or they don't stick to the script. The victim resents the rescuer for rescuing and basically treat them like a victim, and the rescuer resents the victim for not getting their shit together. There's confusion because there was a time when the rescuer didn't have a problem with, for instance, lending money or coming over in the middle of the night to sort out the latest crisis. So they might feel judged and patronized. The rescuer may say and do things that imply that they feel like there's something wrong with the victim. Or it might be that the victim is getting themselves together, or in fact, despite being in the role, doesn't and didn't see themselves as someone to be pitied, but is now becoming aware that there's an imbalance and restrictions in the friendship. It may have become evident that the rescuer doesn't see any issue with themselves. The rescuer might seem happiest or certainly more purposeful when the victim is in crisis. It could be that they don't like how the rescuer appears to have them pigeonholed in the past. They might avoid the rescuer because they find him or her overbearing in ways that in the past that they found caring, which might feel confusing and rejecting to the rescuer who doesn't understand what they've done. The rescuer might be frustrated and resentful because as much as they feel that they love their friend, the friendship feels imbalanced. Like it's about the victim's needs, the victim's dramas. They might feel as if they're only valued when the victim needs something, or just feel like the relationship is stuck in the past because the victim wants to complain but not move things along. Maybe their life has changed due to work, relationship, or family, and so they don't have the bandwidth for it. Or perhaps they feel like they know best, and so it pains and even offends them when the victim does their own thing, doesn't take their advice or help, or takes other people's. They might feel resentful about babying, parenting, or acting like a substitute spouse. From their point of view, they've been a very good friend and resent any suggestion of being controlling, superior, or manipulative. Rescuing might be how they've always shown up in friendships, and while there is discomfort, they feel that their heart is in the right place and that it's unfair to be distanced from or be made to feel surplus to requirements. Keep in mind that neither party has actually said that this is what each person has to be and do, and that they're each free to be who they are. And each party might feel like this, even though at the same time, neither one has any genuine intentions and desire to actually change how they're interacting, which means that neither party is taking responsibility. As tension, friction, and resentment ensue from the dynamic, each party will shift between the roles. So, for example, when the rescuer feels neglected by the victim becomes the persecutor. Or the victim might feel like the persecutor because they are withdrawing from the friendship. Or the victim will feel as if they need to be or do something to appease the rescuer to avoid hurting feelings or alienating, turning the victim into rescuer and vice versa. And lather, rinse, repeat until both parties either redefine their friendship from a place of love, care, trust, and respect, where it's mutual and there isn't the need for the roles, or they put distance between them that allows each party to grow, even though it changes the nature of the friendship. Or the friendship phases out. If each party moves on to other friendships but continue the same roles, the same issues will keep flaring up. They are both highly likely to find that what originally drove them to take up their main position of either victim or rescuer were unmet needs from their earlier life. See you in the next session.